Sabha blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone and also on the radio and later on the recording. Sabha blessing to each and every one of you on this blessed Sabbath, June 11, 2016. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? This is lesson 182, and forgive me, this is chapter 39, entitled Give Ye Them to Eat. The opening song is a scripture song taken from the book of Psalms, verses 1 through 4, from the King James Version. It's an invitation to praise God cheerfully. It's a psalms of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And remember the words that are in verse 3. It is he that has made us and not ourselves. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to have opening prayer, bubble out.
If we call on you and bow our heads in our hearts, our Father, I thank you for the spirit to have this blessed day. I thank you for the spirit to wake us up this morning. I thank you for the spirit to have me on our blessed Sabbath. Forgive us for our sins and iniquities, not cross our spirit. Protect us where we go. Protect us from the things that we see and do. Let us know what is right from wrong. Let us be able to always be helpful to one another. Let us have saved God and mercy if we have other place to be. Don't let us be able to fall into sin. Let us avoid all the temptations that the devil might use to turn us away. I pray that you may be able to give us strength and faith and also wisdom, that we may be able to accomplish the things that we may want or need to do. Also, we pray that you may be able to give us peace in mind and also in spirit, and also, I pray that you may be able to heal us if we are ever sick or hurt, and open us, have our eyes open, that we may see the wondrous things of your love. Just know that in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from chapter 6, verse 34, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion towards them, because there was a sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter, which is chapter 39, of our lesson entitled, Give Ye Them to Eat, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble out.
And when the days was now for spending, disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is for bath.
Send them away, they may go into the country round about and in the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat."
He answered and said unto them, "Give ye them to eat, and say,
And they say, unto him shall we go, and buy 200 penny worth of bread, and give them to eat.
Good question. He says,
unto,
them, how many,
leaves are they?
I mean, loaves.
Loaves.
Have.
Have.
Ye.
Ye.
And go.
And go. And.
See.
See. And.
When.
When.
They.
They.
Knew.
Knew.
They say.
They say.
Five.
Five.
And two.
And two.
Fishes.
Fishes.
And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all.
And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes.
Today we'll be covering page 364 through 365. Welcome, dear ones, to those that are just joining us in the room. We are in Desire of Ages, page 364. Babala.
Desire of Ages, pages 364. Christ had retired to a secluded place with his disciples, but this rare season of peaceful quietude was soon broken. The disciples thought they had retired where they would not be disturbed, but as soon as the multitude missed the divine teacher, they inquired, "Where is he?" Some among them had noticed the direction in which Christ and his disciples had gone. Many went by the land to meet them, while others followed in their boats across the water.
Continuing, Desire of Ages. Oh, never mind. Continuing, the Passover was at hand, and from far and near, bands of pilgrims on their way to Jerusalem gathered to see Jesus. Additions were made to their number until there were assembled 5,000 men besides women and children. Before Christ reached the shore, a multitude were waiting for him, but he landed unobserved by them and spent a little time apart with the disciples. Desire of Ages, page 64, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What had broken Christ and his disciples' seasons of peaceful quietude? And who did the multitude came to see, and how many did assemble? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
A. Meaning to. In their. Boats. Across. The. Waters. From far.
Mm-hmm.
And. Near. Followed
bands
of
pilgrims
on
their
way to
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. Gathered
to
see
Jesus.
Good.
Until he
there
were
assembled how many?
5
Mm-hmm.
Thousand
men
besides
women
and
what are these?
Children.
Good
job. So let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 27.
should seek the Lord without me. They might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us, and find him. Acts chapter 17, verse 27.
From the hillside he looked upon the moving multitude, and his heart was dried with sympathy, interrupted as he was, and robbed of his rest. He was not impatient, saw a great necessity demanding his attention. As he watched the people coming and still coming. Next slide, please. He was moved with compassion towards them because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. Leaving his retreat, he found a convent place where he could minister to them. He received no help from the other priests and rulers, but the healing waters of life flowed from Christ as he taught the multitude the way of salvation. Desire of Ages, page 364.
Amen. And the reason why they could not find no help from the priests and rulers, Acts chapter 4:12 from King James Version said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, but only our precious Jesus. Question, boys and girls, why was the Savior moved with compassion towards the moving multitude? And did they receive any help from the priests and rulers? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
He was moved with compassion towards them because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And no, they received no help from the priests and rulers, but the healing waters of life flowed from Christ as he taught the
multitude
the way of salvation.
Desire Ages 365. The people listened to the word of mercy flowing so freely from the lips of the Son of God. And they heard gracious words, so simple, so plain, that they was as balm or Gilead to their soul. The heel of his divine hand brought gladness and life to the dying, and ceased the health to those suffering with diseases. The day seemed to them like heaven upon earth. And they were utterly unconscious of how long it had been since they ate anything. Amen. Desire Ages 365, paragraph 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what did the people listen to so freely from the lips of the Son of God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
The words of mercy, they heard the
gracious
words, so simple and so plain that they were as the
balm
of
Gilead
to their souls.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful hymn together, dear ones, titled Wonderful Word of Life. And the mic is open for any one of the precious family that would like to share this hymn. So, blah, blah, blah.
Sing, O Lord, again to me, wonderful words of love. Let me more thy beauty see, wonderful words of love. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Christ the blessed one gives wonderful words of love. Sinnerless to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Often pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctified forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study. We are in Desire of Ages, page 365. Blah, blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, page 365. At length the day was far spent. The sun was sinking in the west, and yet the people lingered. Jesus had labored all day without food or rest. He was pale from weariness and hunger, and the disciples besought him to cease from his toil. But he could not withdraw himself from the multitude that pressed upon him. Desire of Ages, page 365, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages, page 365. The disciples finally came to him, urging that for their own sake the people should be sent away. Many had come from afar and had eaten nothing since morning. In the surrounding towns and villages they might be able to buy food. But Jesus said, "Give ye them to eat." And then turning to Philip questions, "When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" This he said to test the faith of the disciples.
Philip looked over the sea of heads and thought how impossible it would be to provide food and satisfy the want of such a crowd. He answered that 200 penny worth of bread would not be among them, so that each might have a little. Jesus inquired how much food could be found among company. "There is a lad here," said Andrew, "which have five barley loaves and two small fishes, but what are they amongst them?"
Desire of Ages, page 365. Jesus directed that these be brought to him. Then he bade the disciples seat the people on the grass in parties of 50 or 100 to preserve order, and that all might witness to what he was about to do. When this was accomplished, Jesus took the food, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. Desire of Ages, page 65, paragraph 3.
page 3, paragraph 3.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What was Jesus' appearance after he had labored all day without food or rest? And what could he not do despite his weariness and hunger? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
He was pale from weariness and weariness and hunger. And the disciples besought him to crease from his toll. And he could not withdraw himself from the multitude that pressed him upon him.
Desire of Ages, page 365. He who taught the people the way to secure peace and happiness was just as thoughtful of their temporal necessities as of their spiritual need. The people were weary and faint. They were mothers with babes in their arms and little children clinging to their skirts. Many had been standing for hours. And continuing on the next slide.
Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Why did Jesus say, "Give ye them to eat"? And then, turning to Philip, questioned, "When shall we buy bread that ye may eat?" And why did he bid the disciples sit the people on the grass in parties of 50 or hundreds? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
This he said to test the faith of his disciples and to preserve order, and that all might witness that he was about to do when this wasn't.
And continuing the reading, they had been so intensely interested in Christ's words that they had not once thought of sitting down, and the crowd was so great that there was danger of their trampling on one another. Jesus would give them a chance to rest, and he bade them sit down. There was much grass in the place, and all could find rest and comfort. Desire of Ages, page 365, paragraph 4.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What are the two acts of thoughtfulness shown by Jesus who taught the people the way to secure peace and happiness? And how intensely was the crowd interested in Christ's words? If you know the answer to the two questions, dear ones, bubble up.
They are their
temporal
necessities as of their spiritual need, and they had been so
intensely
interested in Christ's word that they had not once thought of sitting down. Give them a chance to rest, and he bade them sit down.
Amen. Good job. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 1 to 3 from the King James Version.
Be faithful, so in me.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning, boys and girls. Today we're going to read a bit about a transformed character. We are transformed or changed by God's grace. Our heart is the most precious offering. When you give somebody something, your heart, when you give Jesus something, your heart is the best thing you can give him. The scripture verse is from Proverbs 23:26. It says, "My son or my daughter, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways." Watch how he does things and do it like he does. Give to God the most precious offering that is it is possible for you to make. Give him your heart. He speaks to you saying, "My son, my daughter, give me thine heart. Though your sins be as scarlet, that is red, I will make them white as snow, for I will change you with my own blood, cleanse you with my own blood. I will make you members of my family, children of the heavenly King. Take my forgiveness or pardon, my peace, which I freely give you. I will clothe you with my own righteousness, the wedding garment." That means Jesus' pure, sinless character. "And make you fit for the marriage supper of the Lamb. When clothed in my righteousness, through prayer, through illness, that is, watching that your words heard, like Jesus' words, through diligent or careful study of my word, you will be able to reach a high standard. You will understand the truth, and your character will be molded by a divine influence. The heart in which Jesus makes his abode, or his, where he lives, will be quickened or made awake, purified. Your thoughts will be like Jesus' thoughts, guided and ruled by the Holy Spirit. And the human agent, that is you and me, will make strenuous efforts, or strong efforts, to bring our characters into harmony with God. He will avoid everything that is contrary or against the revealed will and mind of God. Such a life will be full of comfort, full of satisfaction. You'll be satisfied because you are bringing heaven into your life, peace into your soul. I would that all the young could understand how precious is the offering of a youthful heart to God. Jesus is very happy when children love him and give their hearts to him. How lovingly the angels guard the steps of God-fearing, God-loving youth. To fear God means to reverence and respect him. It doesn't mean to be afraid of him. Jesus knows them by name, and their example is helping other youth or children to do right. The youth who has hidden within his heart the mind and mind a store of God's words, of caution and encouragement, of his precious pearls of promise, from which he can draw at any time, will be a living channel of light. That means if you memorize Bible verses, you'll be able to use them to encourage others. That's what we're supposed to do. Sons and Daughters of God, page 98. And the scripture again, "My son, my daughter, give me thine heart."
Praise the Lord, and thank you so much, dear Brother Day. We have come to the ending of our study, dear ones. We will continue with part 2 of our study entitled, "Give Ye Them to Eat," of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to have closing prayer, for beloved.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and come humbly before our Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us another blessed Sabbath day, dear Father God, I pray. I pray today that we all truly reverence you, dear Father God, and we give you our hearts and our minds and our souls, dear Father God. Help us to be attentive to your words, dear Father God, and help us so that the words of truth and inspiration not be falled upon deaf ears, dear Father God, I pray. Help us to walk according to your statutes, to live according to your words, and to uplift ourselves by them, and not just ourselves, but others, dear Father God, I pray. Help us truly to know that our whole will is to do your commandments and to love our brethren, dear Father God, I pray. Please, dear Father, continue to bless each and every one of the brethren that are here, and for those that are not with us physically, with those that are listening over the phone, and for those that will be listening at a later time, I pray that you bless them. And for those that are just not here with us, dear Father, wherever they are, I pray, Lord, that you send your Holy Spirit to be with them and to awaken them and to comfort them and to give to them all that is lacking, dear Father God, according to your perfect will. Please be with us for the rest of the Sabbath day, dear Father, so that we will continue to learn of you and to uplift you and to edify one another. Thank you for all that you have done. Please, Lord, forgive us all for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue in chapter 39, entitled, Give Ye Them to Eat, but we will have part 2. And that will be held on June 18, 2016. We would like to thank all the precious family that participated in the reading and song. We have also prepared Children's Sabbath School lesson for the whole family to enjoy. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and may you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath day. God bless everyone.